Hello and welcome to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, your audio guide on all things guinea pigs. I'm your host Sam and this week's episode is all about why guinea pigs fight. So hello, welcome if you are new and welcome back if you've been here for a while. You will notice a new intro, just mixing things up a little bit for you. And you might even notice a little bit of a different format to the episode, but still the same value-packed information on all things guinea pigs to help you obviously give your guinea pig the best life and for you as an owner to learn more and just, you know, make your guinea pigs happy because that's ultimately what we want. Okay, so you're no doubt listening to this episode because your guinea pigs have been fighting and you're worried about them hurting each other, or maybe you've seen and heard lots of other guinea pigs kind of from other people, whether on social media, Facebook groups, YouTube, maybe even my own account, like you've seen other people's guinea pigs fall out and now you're worried about your own. Especially if you have boys, this is something that I think is a daily worry for you. And obviously if you don't know, you know, boys can have more fights. However, I have very successfully had numerous, so many now, boy pairs or herds. And I also foster, so I have actually had 20 plus guinea pigs in my care. I've done a lot of bonding, I've had seen a lot of fights, you know, seen all the good and bad. And of course, I will be sharing this throughout the episode in terms of my knowledge, so that I can help you within this episode. I can give you all my knowledge about guinea pig fighting, what it is, how to be aware of it, how to avoid it, how to stop it, and how to know ultimately if the fighting is something that is going to mean that you need to separate your guinea pigs or not. So we're going to be talking all about that in this episode. So it's going to be a long one. Get yourself a cup of tea or go for a long walk, whatever it is. This is going to be a really value-packed information. Now, like I said, it's going to be full of information. If at any point you want to hear anything again, I am making a blog post to accompany this episode, which will have all this information in. If you want to go to that, it will be in the show notes below. You can find the link and you can obviously reread sections or read it if you would prefer to read it, whatever it is. I'm making a blog post all about this topic because I get so many questions on this. Like I said, I've had 20 plus boys in my care, whether it's my own guinea pigs or foster guinea pigs. I've done a lot of bonding, we've had pairs, we've had herds, got a lot of experience, and I get asked this question a lot, so it's really good to have a podcast and a blog post to direct anyone to and to give you all the information that I have. So you can find that blog post at popcornandpiggy.com, and of course the link is in the show notes. So let's talk about guinea pigs and fighting and just guinea pig kind of behaviour in general. Now, it's important to note that guinea pigs by nature are calm and non-aggressive. They don't want to fight each other. They're very social creatures and their instinct is to live at least in pairs, or in the wild they will live in really large herds. So it's important to remember that. It's also important, obviously, because they're social animals, to always have a friend for your guinea pig, because if you don't, they can be lonely, they can get depressed, and as much as we want to spend a lot of time with our guinea pig, if they're a solo guinea pig, our human interaction with that guinea pig does not substitute another guinea pig's company. So you always need to have at least two guinea pigs together, because they're social creatures, to avoid them getting lonely or depressed. Okay. However, obviously, the nature of this episode, sometimes when you have two or more guinea pigs together, they can start fighting. And this can happen for a variety of reasons. And it could be one of these, it could be several of these. But these are the reasons that guinea pigs can start fighting. Okay. Now, usually fights occur between guinea pigs because they are establishing or exerting their dominance over another guinea pig. Okay, so it's all about that herd dynamic. They're prey animals. Someone has to be the boss, whether there's two of them, three of them, four of them, five of them. Someone has to be the boss, the boss piggy, you know, piggy boss. Maybe that should be a design in the popcorn and piggy shop. But let me know. Guinea pigs will always need to establish dominance or exert dominance over another guinea pig for various reasons. Now, they will do this, you know, really, like I said, they're calm, they're non-aggressive. So they're only ever going to establish or exert dominance because something has triggered that. And this could be an area of their cage that they're dominant over, like maybe that it's that piggy's favorite place, so obviously they exert dominance over that. It could be food, because obviously all piggies love to eat, so that could be one way that a piggy exerts dominance. Could be obviously the water bottle, could be any toys, and it could be their position within the herd. So like I said, there's usually one boss, and then there's kind of like a ladder as to who's second in command, third in command, four in command, you know, depending how many piggies you have, they will all have a position within the herd, like one, two, three, whatever it is. Therefore, obviously, with those kind of reasons that I've given you, the reasons guinea pigs can start fighting can be due to lack of space, not enough houses, they should all have one each, not enough room in their feeding areas, so this is like hay, obviously veggies, pellets, like anything like this, or those are being put in one area, you know, you want to try and split it up. It could be arguments over who's drinking at the same time, like both piggies want to drink and they can't, you know, there's only one bottle. Or it could be they're bored, you know, there's not enough enrichment or stimulation for them. They need more to entertain themselves. Like, really, the only thing that's going to entertain them is fighting with another guinea pig. And of course, a very sad one, or inevitable, I guess, is a change in group dynamics. So if sadly, within your group you've lost a guinea pig, then obviously if there is more than one guinea pig, this can kind of trigger them to work out who, like the new pecking order, like the new positions in the herd. So let's say you lost your boss pig, obviously someone has to fill that spot, so that can be a reason for fighting. Or maybe you've introduced a new guinea pig, again that piggy has to work out where they fit in the herd, like where are they in terms of the position. Or if a guinea pig has reached kind of their teenage years or elderly years, again this can trigger like a difference in group dynamics. So there are a lot of reasons guinea pigs can start fighting. Other reasons that are probably less common but important to note is if potentially your guinea pig has any physical pain, or if they're unhappy with something, like they're stressed, they feel like overwhelmed. Like guinea pigs have pretty much, you know, as far as we know, I would say guinea pigs, certainly from my experience, have the same emotions that we have. Obviously, they're hungry all the time, but they can definitely like love each other. They can love us, you know, they can show love in that way. They obviously get annoyed with each other. Like they have the same feelings that we have, obviously their own piggyfied way. But if they're in pain, they're obviously going to feel unhappy and grumpy and potentially take it out on someone else. And of course, if they're feeling stressed, worried, anything like that, that's also going to make them feel uncomfortable and potentially start a fight. So those are other reasons that guinea pigs can have a fight. Fighting, therefore, for the reasons that I've laid out, are usually quite common. Okay, you will see fighting probably daily. However, it's important to acknowledge what is normal fighting, so what is, could be playful, or what is just kind of like normal kind of sibling or friend annoyance, or kind of just behavior. Like I say, like if you have a brother or sister, or even just a friend that you're really close with, like sometimes we annoy each other out of fun. Like I'm thinking of my sister right now. Like when we were growing up, because we're not, you know, we're obviously in our 20s and 30s now, so we don't live together. But when we were growing up, we would be always fighting in some way. Like, you know, it's just sibling mentality. And your piggies are exactly the same, because they have a friend that they live with. Obviously, they can just get annoyed with them sometimes. So fighting can sometimes be playful or just out of annoyance. However, it's important to acknowledge when fighting is not normal. And it's something to be worried about as an owner, something you might need to step in and stop and potentially find a new solution for. And this is exactly what I'm going to go into now. What is normal fighting and something you don't need to worry about, versus what is not normal, what is violent, and what is something that you do need to step in and worry about. Okay, let's start with normal fighting. So what could happen on a day-to-day basis? What's nothing to worry about? It's really, really normal. Like I say, it's that kind of like sibling or friend kind of playful annoyance fighting. It's really, really common. And this will happen if you have boys living together. It will happen if you have girls living together. It might even happen if you have a boy and a girl living together. Obviously, one of them should be neutered or spayed to avoid any other piggies joining you. But yeah, normal fighting, like what is normal? So, couple of examples that I've got. There are definitely more to this, and if I think of any more, I will put them in the blog post. But the ones that I see most often are, number one, nudging heads. Now, this will usually be when piggies are at the food bowl together, or at the hay rack, or however you distribute your hay, or a water bottle. They're both trying to get to their favourite food, or have a drink, or reach for that luscious piece of hay. And so it's more of a, excuse me, I was here first, please move out the way, nudge of a head. Okay, that's really, really common. I have a really funny video on Instagram, if you want to see it, of two of the fosters that I had. It is the biggest nudge I have ever seen of one piggy like nudging the other out the way. Super, super funny if you want to check that out, at Popcorn and Piggy on Instagram. But yeah, so number two, another normal behaviour can happen every day, is one of your piggies raising their head as if they're almost like looking at the sky. It's very much an extended neck position. Now, again, this is another sign. This will be when one piggy is next to another. Like one piggy will have their head in the sky and the other one will probably have their mouth or nose on the other's chin because it's up in the air. And this again is the piggy who's raising their head in the air saying, dude, don't do it, stop it, like you'll regret this later, I'm warning you. Very, very normal. It is the one with the piggy with their like chin and nose higher than the other is the one asserting the dominance. Like they are the one that usually is higher in the position in the herd. Okay, they might be number one piggy and the other piggy is number two. So again, they're warning the other one like, dude, I don't like this, stop, or obviously female, it could be. And usually, normally, the other one will back down, maybe they'll run away, they might even groom the other. Like again, this shows that they are submitting to the boss and giving up whatever they were doing that was annoying the other one. This is all normal behavior. Okay, third normal behavior, this can happen with boys or girls, and that is mounting and humping. So this is when one piggy is kind of on top of the other piggy's bum. Okay, it could just be a mount or it could be a hump, and again this can be boys and girls can still hump, and it's all based around their hormones. Okay, girl piggies have hormone cycles just like us women, and of course boys have hormones, whether it is their teenagers or later on. It honestly depends on the piggy. All piggies have different hormone drives, so again this is them establishing their dominance over the other piggy. So the piggy who is on the back, the one who is mounting or humping the other piggy is the one trying to be boss or trying to be higher in the herd. It is a way for them to establish their dominance over the other one. Okay, and then number four, again, these aren't the only ones. I will put more in the blog post if I can think of more, but number four is a non-threatening bite or lunge. And again, this is a sign that one guinea pig is annoyed with the other one. They're basically telling them off, like their mouth obviously is with their teeth is one way that they can warn other guinea pigs to like stop, or that they're, you know, uncomfortable, whatever it is. And this is very, very common. Now, it's important to note that this can also be threatening. So there are two ways to know whether something is threatening or non-threatening, okay? Usually if it's non-threatening, it will be over very, very quickly. One piggy will run away or stop doing whatever they're doing and there'll be very little noise. If it is, however, a threatening bite or lunge, there will be a lot of noise, a lot of whining, potentially like a piggy tornado, I like to refer to it as, where literally the piggies are going for it. So a non-threatening bite, action or lunge, there's no noise or very little noise and it's over very, very quickly. And then obviously there's a difference. So those are kind of like normal behaviours. Like it can be seen as fighting But they can happen on a day-to-day basis, like very, very normal, especially if you have boys living together. Like, they get excited. Like I say, it's like brothers having a little fight with each other, like just out of annoyance or playfulness. Very, very normal. However, non-normal fighting that you need to be aware of, okay? First things first, if you ever have one guinea pig attack another, or even if it's like the simplest kind of like fight, and blood is drawn in any way, anywhere on their body, blood is drawn, this is your red flashing light and your warning alarm. If blood is drawn, this is a sign that there's been some real, real fighting, like they've intended to do damage to the other piggy, and this might be when you need to step in and split them up, okay? So that's the first thing. If blood is drawn, that is not normal fighting. There is violent intent behind what the other piggy was doing, okay? Another not normal fighting behaviour is excessive mounting or humping, okay? This is over many hours or days, or it's just consistent, okay? Now, I say excessive mounting or humping, like I say, it can be quite normal. They have hormones, whether it's girls or boys, and especially if girls are in heat, it might be like 2 days of it, but usually also they'll get tired and give up. And the same with boys. Boys can have like just moments and then they give up, like, you know, they just get tired. Also, you will have, if you are doing any bonding of guinea pigs, if you are introducing a new guinea pig into a herd, but you will have hours of humping or mounting, because this is one of the main ways that they establish positions in the herd, you know, dominance. So again, I'm saying over many hours and days, excessive humping or mounting, okay? And this will potentially have a violent nature to it. Like, if you're bonding guinea pigs for the first time, the humping or mounting tends to be like, it has more of an excitement kind of feeling to it. Like, not for us, obviously, for the piggy involved. Like, they're just happy to have friends and they're just like, oh, I love you. Like, obviously, it's one way that they're like, hello, I love you. You know, it's like dogs like sniffing each other's butt, like piggies hump, okay? Or mount each other. But usually when you're bonding guinea pigs, it will calm down within an hour or two and it's nothing to be concerned about. So excessive mounting and humping over many hours and days is definitely something to worry about. And of course, it can be boys and girls. And then the other not normal kind of fighting, which this one might not be fighting, it might like you might not even notice it. It's something that you need to be aware of, but it's something that's a bit less noisy, a bit less obvious, but it's if one of your guinea pigs is being constantly picked on or is not able to enjoy themselves in any way. So this could be that they are staying in a house for long periods of time and never coming out. They're probably the last one to the food bowl. They probably wait for others to leave before they go to the food bowl. You might never see them drinking or eating hay at the hay rack or hay pile, whatever it is that you have. And they might even look like they've lost weight. So this might be that one of your guinea pigs, again, is exerting huge amounts of dominance, stopping that other guinea pig from eating and drinking, all the things, you know, even venturing out into the cage to enjoy themselves. So this is like a quieter, it's not necessarily fighting, but it's something to be very aware of. Because that guinea pig obviously is not living their best life. They are not being able to eat and drink properly. And like I say, if they're losing weight, that is very, very like bad. Guinea pigs have to continually eat and drink. So that is another way that guinea pigs can fight without actually fighting. So I'm going to now go into obviously ways to avoid this and to stop your guinea pigs from fighting, which is really important if you have identified from some of the things that I've said that your guinea pigs are actually like not normal fighting. I'm going to go into that. But first, I have a very important announcement. Okay, so I'm just interrupting this episode, my own episode, for a very, very important just information. If you are enjoying this episode so far, I would love for you to either share it on your social media so that other people can find this, because like I say, this is a topic that I get asked a lot about. Or if you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, please consider leaving this episode a review. This helps me know, obviously, which episodes you enjoy the most so that I can keep bringing you helpful new episodes every week. By leaving a review, you will also get a shout out on this podcast in a future episode. And this week's Pop Corner of the Week, who has left us a review on the Apple Podcast app, is the wonderful Lily from New Zealand. She left us a review which said, "Popcorning in New Zealand, 5 stars. Hey Sam, I love your podcast, your YouTube channel too, and your shop. It's the best and I give it 5 stars. I have gotten stickers, cards, a hoodie and a mug from your shop. Your YouTube channel is the best for guinea pig content. It is funny, cute and full of great information. I have 2 guinea pigs, one named Popcorn and one named Porridge." So thank you very much. And obviously thank you for supporting the shop. It helps me bring this episode to you every week. So thank you so much for your review, Lily. This is your, you are now the Popcorner of the Week on the podcast episode. And thank you so much for leaving a review. So that being said, let's get back to this week's episode for more advice on how to stop your guinea pigs fighting. Okay, so we've spoken about why guinea pigs fight, we've spoken the reasons about why they fight, and we've also now distinguished what is playful or annoyance fighting and what is like not normal fighting and when we need to step in. So let's now talk about ways to avoid and stop your guinea pigs from fighting, because there's a few. There are definitely things that you can do to avoid even just the playfulness. Like obviously if it's playful, they're going to do that. But if it's annoyance, and certainly if it's like violent, there are definitely things as owners we can do to help and stop them fight it, you know, avoid it and how to stop it. So first things first, you need to make sure that your guinea pigs have enough space. They need to have space to run around, have fun, get away from each other if they are annoyed with the other one. And so realistically, your cage, if you have a CNC cage, this is for 2 guinea pigs, it would be a 2x4 CNC grid cage. So 2 grids by 4 grids, which obviously on the floor would be like 8 grids worth. So this is roughly about 70 centimeters by 140 centimeters. Obviously you'll need to convert that if you work in feet, apologies. But it's like a 2x4 CNC grid. I think most people work in CNC grids in the guinea pig community. But those are the measurements there. If you have boys though, you might even want to go up to a 2x5 CNC grid. Okay, it all depends on your boys and their personalities, how much one is dominant over the other. Obviously if you have active piggies, definitely bigger is better. Now for other group sizes, obviously I can't go through all the group sizes. So what I will do is in the blog post on popcornandpiggy.com, I will put all the cage sizes for like the different groups, whether it's 3, 4, 5, I'll put all that information in the blog post. So check that out at popcornandpiggy.com if you want to know cage sizes for bigger groups. Okay. So make sure they have enough space, they can get away from each other, they can run around, have fun, and like I say, just give them space. More space is better. Next, ensure you have at least one house or some kind of shelter or hidey or whatever it is per guinea pig you have. So 2 guinea pigs, you need at least 2 shelter, houses, tunnels, whatever it is. Somewhere that they can hide, you know, it has a roof over their head. And of course, if you have 2 guinea pigs, you need 2 so that they can have 1 each, okay? Now, more is better. Piggies have a favourite house, okay? They have a favourite spot in their cage, and more than one piggy, especially if you have certain houses. I have this obviously in terms of fleece houses. If I have one fleece kind of like house in the cage, one will argue over the other one for another one, for the like the one that is in the cage. So I always make sure obviously I put 2 in. So more is better. They need to have space to get away from each other. And guinea pigs, I have had very few guinea pigs. Like I say, 20 plus guinea pigs now I've had in my care. I have seen very, very few guinea pigs who like to sleep next to each other or even near each other. They like to tend to sleep away from each other the majority of the time. Sometimes they'll sleep next to each other, but the majority of the time they don't want to sleep near another one. So this is why not only do you need a big cage, but you also need to have several places that they can sleep. Like, it doesn't have to be a bought house, it could be a cardboard box, it can be just like a bit of fleece over the cage. Like, there are so many different ways that you can do this. Obviously check out my YouTube channel if you want to see what I do in the cage and all the different houses and stuff that I have. But yeah, more than one. You know, one per piggy and more is better. Next, you need to ensure that you have several spots for food. This is hay, veggies, pellets, treats, forage, anything that is food, you provide it in several spots, okay? I've talked about, like, piggies sometimes don't fight, they stop each other from eating. That's one way, obviously, that fighting can occur that's non-violent. So, obviously, to avoid that, and potentially one guinea pig being very dominant over the food, if you put it in several places, every guinea pig has an opportunity to eat, you know? So this might mean that you need more than one hay rack. It might mean that you need more than one food bowl. Like, just don't put food in one spot, spread it out. Also, this is really important just for them to, like, do something, to have fun, like, find the food, you know? And of course, along the same lines, you need to make sure that you have at least one water bottle per piggy. This ensures that if they all want to drink, obviously they have a water bottle that they can access. Now, it's not your fault if the guinea pigs all like the one water bottle, but as an owner, it's your responsibility really to provide one water bottle per piggy. And obviously don't put them next to each other. Make sure they're in different spots so that the guinea pigs can all access them. Okay. Next one, ensure that you are providing enrichment for your guinea pigs. So this could be foraging activities like hiding food in hay or hiding food around their cage. It could be toys, and toys can be bought in or they can be things that you've made. I'll do another episode on that. Tunnels, obviously, that they can run through, houses that they can run in and out of, a variety of houses, like I say, you know, some could be fleece, some could be cardboard, and of course time that you spend with them as well, that you can bond with them, you can play with them, you can just interact with them. Peas love that. So any enrichment, any entertainment that you can provide obviously helps them from getting bored, and when piggies are bored, obviously, they're going to playful fight, and playful fighting might turn into violent fighting. Another one, ensure you treat all your guinea pigs equally. This can be tricky if some of them are a little bit more tamer than others, but ensure that you don't cuddle one more often than the other. Obviously, don't give one more treats than the other, because that is definitely a sign for fighting. Obviously, the reason for this is if one guinea pig is not the boss and they get treated differently, more favorably than the other one, obviously that is going to spark that guinea pig to think and potentially know they are more loved and therefore decide to be boss. So think about herd dynamics and treat all your guinea pigs fairly. Also, it's just nicer. And then the last one, ensure if you can, and this is where obviously I advocate for getting guinea pigs from rescues and things, rather than pet shops, because I will do a whole nother episode on pet shops, but ensure that you have complementary guinea pig personalities. So guinea pigs all have different personalities. You will see when I talk about my guinea pigs, if you follow the YouTube channel, anywhere, Instagram, my guinea pigs have completely different personalities. I have one that is very, very tame, that acts like a dog, follows me around, escapes his cage at least 3 times this week. I have one who is very much a hormone-driven piggy. I then have my lazy piggy, and then I have my piggy who, no matter what, he will beg for treats. Like, they all have completely different personalities. Now, what you want to do, which is why I advocate for getting your guinea pigs from a rescue, because rescues will know, obviously, the guinea pigs' personalities because they spend time with them. Ideally, you want to make sure that you only have one very bossy, sassy, dominant piggy. Could be male, could be female. And then obviously all the other piggies, whether it's one more or two more, three more, whatever it is, they're more laid back and go with the flow. Like, they're more submissive. You're only ever going to want one bossy piggy. Because if you have two, that's when fighting can occur. And this is what happened with obviously my current piggy. So my first two piggies were very, very laid back. Then I adopted Rolo, he's very laid back, so those three lived together. I then had Digger, he's pretty laid back, so then I had those four together. Obviously, sadly, then I lost my two original piggies. Then I adopted Miko and Finn. Now, Miko is the laziest guinea pig in the world, but he's not laid back. He is very dominant. And Finn is the explorer piggy. He is bossy, he is sassy. He's a Shiba Mini Yak, so he's got some Abby in him. If you know an Abyssinian, they are known to be sassy and bossy. And those two, despite being adopted together. They had been living together when they reached, obviously, their teenage years, because they both then wanted to be boss, had a falling out. And although I have tried to reintroduce them several times, it is not going to happen. They do not want to be together. So knowing your guinea pig's personality is one way to ensure that you don't have any fighting. You know, only make sure that you have one boss per cage. So, so important. Okay. So let's now talk about what if your guinea pigs are fighting and they're continually fighting. Maybe they've drawn blood and you need to split them up. Like we've talked about, like what's normal, what's not normal. When you've got that not normal fighting and they are fighting and you've got to step in and help them to protect your piggies, what do you do? Okay, first things first, never ever ever put your bare hands in the cage to separate a fight. Guinea pigs have sharp teeth, they have claws. You will not come out of it safely, okay? Do not ever put your bare hand in to split a fight. In the moment, think about it, protect yourself, because that's how you're going to protect your piggies, okay? Make sure you wear gloves, thick gloves. Obviously, don't put on like washing gloves, like really thin plastic ones, but wear thick gloves. Or use something to help separate them. You could wrap your hand in a towel. I've used personally like small sofa cushions quite frequently. You need to make sure obviously that they are safely separated. You don't hurt yourself in the process. And obviously when they're safely separated, like maybe they're both at different sides of the cage or just away from each other, that's when you can pick one of the guinea pigs up and obviously remove them from the cage, because that is what you're going to need to do if they are continually fighting. They're in that piggy tornado that I refer to, maybe fur's getting pulled, like there's blood, you're going to have to intervene, okay? Now, once you've separated them, you then need to figure out which guinea pig started the fight, why they started the fight, and what caused the fight, okay? Obviously, by addressing why it happened, then you can figure out potentially a way to fix it. And obviously, I've talked about how to fix it. That was the last section that we talked about. So you need to go through that list. Like I say, this is all in the blog post at popcornandpiggy.com if you want to go back and figure out ways to fix it. There will be a reason for it, and that's where you need to figure out what it was. Okay. So obviously, in the meantime, when you're trying to figure out what happened, you can't put that guinea pig back in the cage, like not straight away. They are violent. There's a reason you split them up. So you need to either put that guinea pig in another cage or find a way to split your current cage. This could be using spare CNC grids if you have a CNC grid cage, could be cardboard or something, just something that splits the cage. And of course, this needs to be very secure, because otherwise piggies will find a way to get to the other one. Now, this is only a temporary solution, unless you have a big enough CNC cage, that obviously it could be a permanent solution. But realistically, this is a temporary solution. You're going to figure out what caused the fight, potentially fix it. And after a little bit of time has passed, maybe hours, maybe days, depends on the severity of the fight, you will need to make a decision as to whether you reintroduce those piggies, like see if you can get them back together, or, and this will be whether you think they can go back together, and also whether you want to try and put them back together. I will do a whole nother episode on bonding, because that is a huge topic in itself. If you want to, obviously after this episode, if you're in the midst of fighting and you want to know about this now, I've got a whole video on my YouTube channel. I've got several videos on my YouTube channel, and I'll obviously make sure that that is linked in the blog post and in the show notes here. And obviously then, if not, if you don't want to reintroduce your guinea pigs, that's when you need to think about the next steps or actions as to how you're going to stop those piggies from getting lonely on their own, how they're not going to get depressed. What are you going to do? Because like I've said at the very, very start of this episode, guinea pigs should not be on their own. They're social animals. They always need a friend. So this is where, if you can't reintroduce them, or maybe you've tried to reintroduce them and they just don't want to know. Like I said, I tried this very, very often with numerous piggies, but especially my Miko and Finn. They did not want to go back together. What are you going to do then? So obviously I have two pairs now rather than a quad, which is four. So you have to think about then, what are you going to do? How are you going to stop them being lonely and on their own? Okay, so this has been an in-depth podcast. got a lot of experience. I didn't even go into my own experiences, really. Like I say, there's a lot on the YouTube channel where you can see my bonding videos. You can literally see what goes on. I've got a whole video about Miko and Finn fighting. But when you see your guinea pigs fighting, it is incredibly scary to witness. And it definitely makes you worry, especially if you have boys. But like I say, it's not just boys. It can be girls too. And it can be a boy and a girl, even if they're neutered. Something I get asked about a lot is if I neuter my boy, will that help with his behaviour? No, it will not. Neutering does not change a guinea pig's behaviour. Especially boys, it does not do that. So I've got a whole episode on neutering if you want to hear more about that. But neutering does not change a guinea pig's behaviour. So yeah, it's incredibly scary to see guinea pigs fighting, and it definitely, we worry about it as piggy owners on a day-to-day basis. But firstly, don't forget to first identify if your guinea pigs are fighting, whether or not it is playful or annoyance, or if it is actual violent fighting, you know, something that you need to step in on. Do everything that you can, like I've laid out in this episode, to help prevent any fights. You know, I have that whole long list. And then obviously, unfortunately, if you do have violent fighting, step in, protect yourself, protect your piggies, and then decide on the next best steps for both piggies involved so that they can have the best life, whether that is reintroducing them or figuring out a plan B. So like I said, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you want any of this to print out or refer back to, visit the blog post on popcornwithpiggy.com. Link is in the show note for you to click on. And like I say, you can print this out, read it over, check back on any sections. This is why I've done the blog post. But yeah, hope this helps. I completely know how you feel. Been through it many, many times. But if you did enjoy this episode, don't forget to share it with your friends. Share it on social media. Leave us a review. And of course, I will see you next Thursday for another episode full of helpful guinea pig care advice and knowledge. I'll see you then. Bye.